Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Wipeout Wednesday and Thursday Surf Report, brought to you by the Gnarly Charlie Grom Series. Hey, today on Wednesday we are neat, a very lucky thigh high out there from the east at about 6 seconds. Light onshore winds are kind of sticking around throughout the day and could be rideable in the better spots, but you know, like I said in the report, keep your expectations tempered. Kind of keep an eye out on that low tide, I would say, starting at about 2:30. Now, Thursday, carryover conditions for the start of the day, but then we have southeast winds that are going to build a bit for the afternoon. That's going to add a touch of size, but it's going to cost us on organization, and you know, it's going to be kind of a little mushy windswell kind of conditions at that point. Now, looking ahead, summer conditions continue. Surf stays disorganized and small for Friday, but we have a little better wave quality for the weekend. Little 8 to 9 second swell that's going to be coming in, probably only like knee high or so though. But, you know, it's going to be on the smaller side, but it'll be a little more organized, so it might be a little something for the longboards. So it looks like Tropical Storm Andrea was a flash in the pan, like I said it was going to be. They said it got up to 40 miles per hour. I think they just really wanted a named storm just so they can say they did something. I mean, you know, that 39 mile per hour requirement, they're like, yeah, we'll just go one more for 40, call it a storm. So, but, you know, like I said, it fell apart as soon as it hit the colder water and hit that low. Now, if you want something that actually will go big, check out MC Chris this week. He's going to be in Gainesville tonight at the Woolly. Tomorrow, he's going to be in Tampa at the Orpheum. On Friday, he's going to be at the Conduit in Orlando, and Surf Guru Crew is going to be there as well. On, let's say, Saturday, he's going to be up in Jacksonville at Jackrabbits, and then he's back on tour out of the state. So if you don't remember MC Chris, he did a lot of stuff with Adult Swim back in the day. He was on the Brack Show. He did voice on Aqua Teen Hunger Force. He did a voice on C-Lab 2021. And after the song from Aqua Teen Hunger Force, I Like Candy, came out, he went on to make his own subculture of hip-hop called Nerdcore. And he raps about all kinds of stuff like Dungeons & Dragons, Star Wars, high school stuff. He's got a couple of my favorite songs like Fetz Vet and IG-88. You remember that bounty hunter robot from the first Star Wars movie? It's just a bunch of fun songs that have a good beat and just fun to listen to. He's also super fun to watch live. He's really energetic, and we caught him at the Conduit last year. It's a small venue, so you're nice, you're right up close and personal. It's not like, you know, when you go to these concerts and you're sitting like a million miles away and you can't even see the person. Nah, he's like right there. So I really hope you guys can make it out to one of his shows. I'll be at the show Friday at the Conduit, of course, after finishing the Friday morning surf report. And as always, until then, keep an eye on those cams. That's the best way to know what's going to your favorite spot. Check out the article on MC Chris on the front page. And hey, everybody, thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.